Welcome to the Merchant Princelings Podcast.
Welcome to the Merchant Princelings Podcast. Go on, Will.
56th of her name.
56?
Mohammed Imad, long may she reign.
I was wondering when you were going to get the first one in. And it was the very first thing you said. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
But if anyone's listening, stop what you're doing. Go on YouTube. Search Snatch Wars, 8 minutes, 36 seconds long. Watch it. Come back. You'll understand a lot more going forward.
Literally, don't listen to the rest of this podcast. Until you've done
until
that. Yeah, fine. And if you think you remember it well enough to carry on, you don't.
You probably don't.
No, so pause it, stop, watch the video, and then come back. I assume we'll then get that 5.6 million views up to at least 7 million.
Of course, at least.
At least.
Yeah, and then we get to feel the fabric of their fibre, so it'd be perfect.
Oh, I love that. I will be your host this evening, Tom Sargent, and as normal, I'm joined by my wonderful co-hosts, Will Henry. Say hello, Will.
What's up, Guan gang? How are we all? Love and champagne, all that usual bullshit.
And Giles King. Say hello, Giles.
Hello there.
There we go. The Ben Kenobi routine.
He's so much better at it than I am.
No, no, you both bring something equal to the table.
Here we go.
So... Did you know?
Well, we must be doing something right, boys, because we accumulatively hit 50,000 plays on Spotify.
That's a whole lot of plays.
That's a whole lot of plays. Spotify. So other places, you know, we'll pad that figure out by another, you know, couple of thousand, I'd imagine. But 50k.
Yeah, 56 episodes.
You're telling me that we've had more listens. You include other streaming services than would fit in the Emirates Stadium.
Yeah.
Jeez, is that how it works?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we'll ignore the fact that a lot of those listeners will be the same people listening to multiple episodes, but it's
like everyone in the Emirates having 56 seats because it's just the same person, same people just listening, you know, whatever.
That's less impressive.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I've bunned it out. We're going to talk to you tonight a little bit about events that are coming up in our future, because even though we've had a pretty quiet autumn, it feels like on the old event front, not that heresy events
Summer is often a little bit quiet, isn't it? And then it really fucking ramps up.
It really ramps up around Christmas.
Utes go back to school.
Yeah, and that's it, because Utes are back to school. Dusty Utes are back to school. So we've got quite a few. And looking through my... I mean, I get anxiety looking through my calendar thinking, at some point, I'm going to have to tell Laura about all of this. No, I have. Yeah, I've told her everything. That was only a joke.
Transparency is now.
We're married. I have to do it now. So we're going to talk
You're legally responsible for all of these events.
So we'll talk a little bit about the events we've got up and coming. A lot of them are very excited. A lot of them we're going to either together or as a group, which is always more exciting.
They're always the best.
And for me, I'm going to get to more events between now and the end of the year than I've been to all year combined.
That's amazing.
Which is pretty crazy. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what we've been up to quite a lot. I'd imagine all the way around.
All of us have.
Really been smashing it.
Busy bees.
Yeah, talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about some releases that have gone up. We're not going to do a deep dive into the demons. If you want a really deep dive into the demons, I would imagine that Heresy Hammer will be putting out a very comprehensive rundown of the new Heresy Demons PDF. So go and check it out. It might be on their Patreon, so subscribe to that as well. And
if you want any information from us, DM us and we will give you two-word answers. So, and that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, literally, that's all you're going to get. Two-word answer. Oh, mate, cheers for my tea. Look at this little legend. Thank you so much.
Tea delivery system while on the pod.
100%. That's how she pays for her mobile phone.
Of course.
You've mentioned this before. It's quite fun. It's a funny little... I've so much time for that.
Well, Ruby does the tea, and because we're quite prolific tea drinkers, it keeps her quite busy. So she makes the tea, she pays for her mobile phone. Isla feeds the cats and changes the water bowl, pays for her mobile phone. JJ would rather not have
any,
a mobile phone.
Any litter tray action?
I do that.
Okay.
I do it properly. So
how do you do it? Do you just like pour it over the next old neighbour's fence or?
No, mate. What I do is, because there's two, so I take them outside. There's two cats, two trays. So I take them outside into the garden, put them into a bin liner, give them a good old whack, make sure it all comes out. And then I've got a scraper from the Poundland shop and scrape it all out, get everything out. And then I've got a hose. So I hose them down.
And this sounds like quite a lot of work. Respect.
It's got to be done, mate.
Respect,
mate. It's got to be done. So anyway, but apart from talking about cat shit,
While we're on the topic, have you seen those robo ones that turn?
Yeah, they look sick.
That's crazy. It's a lot of money to spend on a feed under, isn't it?
They're a bit spenny. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, a bit spenny for me.
Oh yeah, got to be a couple of G's at least.
Yeah, they don't deserve it at all. They're fucking assholes. And that's all we're going to talk about today. Cat shit events, what have been up to?
See you later. What, episode 56 done?
Yeah.
Oh, we're another 1,000 listens. Sorted. Yeah.
At some point, we have to remember to stop for the editing break.
I've got my Thursday 9:30 reminder that pops up every week on my phone that says podcast.
Yeah.
Let's do what
we've been up to. And the releases, talk about some releases, because there's a few things we want to talk about. And then we'll stop, cut for a little break, and then we'll come back and talk about some events. How does that sound, everyone?
Bish, bash, bosh.
That's good to me.
Who wants to go first, talking about what they've been up to?
Sugar, not me.
No.
I feel like I've probably done the least, so shall I go first?
Go on then, mate.
Send it.
To the moon.
So, when did we last record? 3 weeks ago? I think
at least. Yeah.
The last one was called Submit the Bosch.
Oh, Submit the
Bosch. Sounds great. I can't remember what we discussed, but sounds like a great
8th of September, a month ago.
Whoever came up with that way to deliver a Bosch, what a hero.
Oh, no, it wasn't Submit the Bosch. Oh, boys, we fucked up. I've fucked up.
Oh, no, we've done. Oh, Jesus Christ, Tom.
Spotify didn't load up episode 56, Tooth and Claw, Greetings from the Warp. It only loaded up episode 55, Submit the Bosch.
Wait, so there's a secret episode coming out tomorrow for everybody to listen to?
No, so that the last...
How does that even...
So the last time we recorded was 22nd of September with Andy.
Of course.
Of course it was. So we're not episode 56 today. We're episode 57 today.
Oh, snap. 57 for her name. Wrong way she wrote.
Yeah.
But that episode was released.
Yeah. It's out.
It must have been because people were buying tickets and messaging us saying, oi, you shit cunt. I've got a ticket.
The fucking shit cunts were messaging us going, I know you said not to DM you about the really obvious thing about is this per player or per team, but is this per player or per team? And I said to all of them, do you think we're charging £126 for an event ticket? You fucking mooks.
Give me that fucking shooter. Yeah.
Get us a fucking shooter. Right. Giles, what have you been up to?
Yeah.
Yes, so in the last couple of weeks, I've dropped off the army for delivery to Malmo to Dylan's son's.
We had that as well. We should probably talk about that day as well.
Well, if you fucking forget my army, I'm going to bottle you just to make you aware.
I found my passport today as well.
It might be beneficial that someone else goes, as the dog has just returned and frankly his assistant's getting him out of the car. So I'm going to skedaddle for 2 to 3 minutes and then one of you guys can discuss your hobby progress. Please hold.
Hello. Tom, am I Jason Derulo again? Am I riding solo? Sounds like it. Hello? I don't even know what's going on here. Really awkward. Let me just check to see if we're in here still. Here we are, actually. I'm literally on my own. Right, okay, you fuckers. So, what have I been doing?
I'm back. I only went to get a drink. What happened? The whole world, fucking Rome burns as soon as I go for a drink. What happened?
30 seconds of almost dead air. Yeah, but lucky, Captain Bill over here, Lord of the Imperium. He's gone to sort the fucking pooch out, isn't he?
Luther?
Yeah, Luther? Frank's come home and needs help getting him out of the car.
It's all gone wrong again.
Yeah. Back it in.
That dog. Oh, well, this episode's a write-off.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
This is when people ask, like, "Oh, boys, why don't you have a Patreon yet? Just charge everyone a pound. Why don't you have a Patreon yet?" It's this. This is the reason why you would be sued under trading standards.
Yeah, we don't want to impose our incompetence on all of our lovely listeners.
Literally. Yeah. Right. Well. Do you want to bun that? Do you want to carry on talking about what you're up to, or do you want me to chip in?
I will just continue now that you're here.
Go on, son.
Yeah, so just been doing more Raven Guard, trying to get ready for Warhammer World. So obviously have some things that I can't take to Warhammer World for whatever reason. So I've had to do a load of other stuff in preparation. Got a bit screwed over with some products. So went to Darksphere to get some more spray. Website said they had some in stock. Rung them up, said... They said they had some in stock. Turned up, had none in stock. Anyway, so had to order some online. But in the meantime, over the course of this week, pretty much, I've just been smashing out Seinfeld. So I've pretty much listened to all 9 seasons of Seinfeld for like the 5th time. While I've been listening to that, I've just been painting Raven Guard, and I've got tonight will be the finishing stage of pre-oils. So transfers I put on last night, put about 7 coats of microset on them, and it's still not quite right.
Oh mate,
there's not a lot
tell me about it.
Really do about that. But once I seal them with the varnish, it should take those.
I saw those
edges off.
I saw on night shift. We always go on about night shift, right?
Sure.
The scale model builder, the guy who builds like the tanks, the scale model on YouTube, like the Polish guy. He's really me and Ollie watch him, and quite a lot of the hobby lads watch him, because he's really good at, like, a whole episode would be like building a tank, then a whole episode would be weathering it, then a whole episode would be like doing the diorama for it. It's fucking sick.
I do.
But one of the things he does, because he doesn't often use decals, because he's tanked, so only usually have like 1 or 2 on him, right?
So when he does use him,
he uses this whole other product called like decal softener. And literally you just get like a fat round Artis Opus D Series D dry brush type brush, makeup brush or whatever, right? And you just stipple this solution onto the decal stuff, and it softens and dissolves the decal. Like the backing paper or whatever, it's the film.
And he's just like,
it takes a little minute, you know, it takes a hot minute to do, but it's guaranteed. Happens all the time. Yeah. Doesn't have to be over a varnish, doesn't have to be anything. It's just bosh, bosh, bosh. And by doing it, you're really pushing the decal into the surface of the tank. And or over bumps or ridges or curves or whatever, you know.
Yeah, so I might have to try that.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably worth a punt.
Yeah, because problem is though, if I varnish it, it's not going to work. So I'd have to do it now before I varnish it.
Yeah, I think stick to now and then try it on like a rhino hatch or some shit, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure once I apply some varnish to it, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I've only got 2 cans of the OG Unitorum left. I've had to buy... What did I buy? I bought some Vallejo.
Yeah.
Satin varnish.
Satin, yeah.
Which... Always. Nothing else. Yeah. Don't believe in the rest. It's trash. Matt, get in the bin. Gloss, you're mad. Satin all the way. So hopefully that is... hopefully that works so that I can save the Munitorum for just the finish, for just sealing in the oils once they're all done.
Yeah.
But it should be fine.
I would imagine that you'll be able to find the consistency of Vallejo to thinner... to make Munitorum varnish finish. It's just finding it, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I did see that they've re-released Munitorum as well recently, which is pretty cool.
A lot of people are saying it's different, right?
Oh, really? Is that...
I think Harry was saying that the finish is slightly different.
Okay, I probably won't give it a go then. So
I'm not sure it'd be good enough to notice across an army. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Once I finish these Ravens as well, I've got 10, 20. I've got 20. Math is hard. I've got 27 here that'll be finished before I go to Malmo.
Right. Yeah.
And then another 40 to do after that, and a couple of dreads.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to add a lot after that because I just haven't got the space in my cabinets.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sell something else. Like, and I can't sell the Iron Hands because
no.
I got to just start fucking getting rid of other shit. I've got the Emperor's Children at some point.
A display cabinet, right?
Oh, I don't know, a third display cabinet. I think I had four and I gave two away or sold two. Yeah. So I don't really.
Yeah, you had loads more when I first came over. You had loads more because you had Sally's out and stuff or whatever.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's been pretty productive. I found a big thing was, and I know we talk about this quite a lot, and I think a lot of people suffer from this, is you've just got to get in the chair. Once you're in the chair.
It's mental, isn't it? It's mental.
Once you're there, it's like, why was I not here 4 hours ago? Do you know what I mean?
I always find that, like, it is that. It's getting... I mean, I don't have a chair. That's the problem. I don't have a hobby desk at the moment. And getting into the winter, there's just... you just can't go into the garage. It's too cold. So I have to sort of set up a little makeshift desk at the coffee table or in the kitchen or something. But then, understandably, that Laura and my kids don't want it out all the time. So then I've got to put it away at the end of every session. So it's a bit of an arse-aches. But once you're there, you're like, oh, good. I can see progress. So,
yeah. Oh, here we go. Another thing done.
Correct.
All the feathers are done. All the white on the shoulder pads done. All the trim's done. All the chipping's done. Yeah, you just start flying out. And that's what now I'm thinking I actually quite like doing it in like a batch amount.
Yeah. Well, that seems to work for you. It doesn't work for me, but it seems to work for you.
Yeah. Literally, for some people, they would never do it, but you just get such a more uniform kind of finish across them, I find.
Right.
And what I've done, is the Iron Hands, when I have to paint new units for the Iron Hands, I don't even think about it. I'm just like, yeah, I know exactly what to do. Bish, bash, bosh, sorted, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But that first batch of Ravens, I didn't record it very well. I should have just got a pen and paper, like you do when you go on like a course for like Rob or someone.
Sure.
Get a pen and paper, and you just write down everything you do step by step. And I just didn't.
No.
So I've kind of been like systematically on this batch, working my way back through it, kind of like breaking down what I did originally, so I can now apply it on the same guys going forward. And it's actually been really quite fun and quite helpful trying to work out like what to do and stuff. And I had Ollie give me a little cheat process, which was pretty cool. So. For the power weapons, I was like, oh, what do I do on these guys? I don't want to use the athematic blue that I use on the Iron Hands. What should I do for the power weapons? And he was like, green stuff world, color shift, metal, dark blue, barsh.
Dark blue, yeah.
And, mate, it's like one coat and it's done. And it's just, yeah, and... It's just classic Ollie. Do you know what I mean? It's like thin your oils and then use this, and you're like, oh,
and then fat perfect. Your oils back up again.
Thin them and fat them and fuck it out. So yeah, it's just been actually really quite nice, and even sitting down for like 3 or 4 hours a day or whatever it is, 2 or 3 hours, just kind of as much as you can. It's been really quite fun and really quite helpful. And
I think
nearly there.
Like little and often, right? Like if you have if you binge hobby and you just have like, right, I'm going to do 6 hours on Sunday and nothing all week, if that works for you, hey man, it works for you. But that isn't for me. I need to, I mean, I'm very erratic. I like to be able to do 10 minutes of activity and then put it down and do something else.
Yeah,
you know,
a little bit of airbrushing, have a break. Correct. Have a tea, sort stuff out.
Varnish on, leave it, make a tea,
put the washing on, come
say hello, you know, to the kids, sit with Laura for a bit, play a game. You know, just do something, and then go back, then do it, then go back, then do it, then go back. That's just how I operate.
It's interesting how it works. There are so many different ways to like do it, and individuals all have their own way of doing it. It's kind of amazing. So.
Yeah. Well, it's like when I do commissions for building and stuff like that, you know, if I try and get most of it done at work, if I can, you know,
might as well get paid.
Correct. Yeah. So I try and do it in my downtime at work, which has its downsides. But when I have to do it at home, that's one of the few times it's like, right, I don't want to, but you've got to sit down and do it, you know, but you've got to. But then when it's my own hobby, I'm like, no, I don't, you know, I'll do it when I'm ready. You know, like the Dawn Breakers. I've been putting Dawn Breakers
on my terms. Yeah.
Correct. I've been putting the Dawn Breakers off for so long. And then I literally just base coated one out the other day. It took me 20 minutes. And it was great. And I was like, this is literally oils, varnish, metallics, and it's done.
Yeah. How have I got this far this quick? I should just do it on all of them.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Oh, cheers, Giles. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so going into what I've been up to, and it's quite a lot, I've absolutely smashed some Blood Angels since the last time we recorded.
Oh yeah.
You should be really pleased. We've been badgering you for weeks for Troops Choices on what has Man Like Tom produced. So much more.
I've done, I think since the last time we recorded, I've had a few tanks airbrushed the last time we recorded.
Yeah.
You know, and I think one Predator was done. Which was like my test tank to get done, see, make sure the oils worked and the transfers worked and all the rest of it. But the tracks weren't done on that Predator and still aren't. But now I've got the Cerberus, two Rhinos done, 20 tactical Marines done. Well, 10 tacticals, 10 despoilers done.
Yes.
My jump pack Chaplain is done.
Yep.
And I've chipped, so transferred, glossed, chipped, and all the rest of it. My Scorpius, my other Predator, my Vindicator, and then I've got a Sakaran to get up to that level, and I've got a Land Raider and a Spartan and two Incandius Dreads to do.
Oh, baby! Yeah.
One of them. I was going to send one to you, Will, but you're just not going to have the time. So I think I'll just smash it.
Not anytime soon.
No. Yeah,
how many points is that that you've got now, Tom?
Got or finished? Because it's two very different answers.
Got, I guess, because so much of it is like between 40 to 70% done.
I think if I got everything that I have finished... and I've got 5 Mark 6 with multi-melters.
Tasty.
If I got all of it done, it's... It's well into 3K.
You know?
It'll be more than that. 100%.
Yeah, I've got a librarian on the way, just to be on foot. Pete King is doing the Lord's work on converting me a command squad to go with Raldoran. So he converted up a tech marine out of just bits. He needed a tech marine or a freaking master of signals or something. For himself, and made one and put it into one of the group chats, and I was like, I'm not joking, that's exactly what I wanted for my command squad. You know, my command squad is going that old metal command squad style, or the old plastic one, even like the 7th, 6th, 5th ed, whatever it is, command squad of having, you know, the guy, your main hero, your man, which is Raldoran for me. And then an apothecary, a tech marine, a banner bearer, a champion, and then a veteran. Veteran just having like a weapon on him or whatever. So even though you can't replicate that in rules in 30k, I don't care at all. But that's what I want to field, and I'll just use a command squad and use their weapons. You know, there'll be a tech marine, but he won't have a servo harness. There'll be an apothecary, but he won't have a Narthesium or anything. Whatever, people will get on.
Yeah, and also as well, if you go to an event, you can always just ask the EOs, do you mind if I put an apothecary or a tech marine with the command squad?
Yeah, I mean, we'll come to
most
it.
People will just be like, yeah, of course.
If you've paid points for it. So we'll come to it later on, but one of the FAQs that we've already agreed to put into our doubles event in greetings is that you can put them into command squads.
Correct.
But I don't think that's in the pack.
No, it was something that was Mike asked it on a group chat, and then it was asked on the Discord, and we just said
we need to announce this properly so everyone has equal access. We'll do an
FAQ and put it on Facebook so that Andy can launch it.
And if you have any questions, come speak to me and I'll fight for it. So.
So Pete King is making that for me. So I said, Pete, I want that exact tech marine. He said, the only thing I don't have is the little screen from a Spartan, the little iPad from a Spartan.
Okay.
I think I've got multiples of those if you need one.
So, I got a Spartan recently. So I have the little bit, sent him that, and then said, look, this is what I want to do for my command squad. And he was like, that sounds fucking cool. I said, do you think you'd be able to help me? He said, yes, I'm busy, but yes. And I said, well, I'll put the business your way. I'll, you know, I'll square you up for the effort and the bits and everything. He was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Away we go. So...
He's a good egg, that boy.
He's the best, yeah. So I still need... Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm not going to buy Forge World Raldoron to use as Raldoron. I'm going to be buying the Forge World new Loyalist Champion with a headset.
Yeah, what, just because that Raldoron's the smallest model in the world.
And trash. I just don't like the wiping of the blade. I don't like that at all. So I'll be using that champion. I might swap the blade out, but I might not.
See how you feel.
See how I feel. And I don't know the bits. I haven't seen the Forge World kit yet, how it comes. So if I can change a shoulder pad out and I can put like a sanguinary guard pad on or one of Raldoron's actual shoulder pads or something like that, I will. I'll buy it off of Egghead Miniatures or something and do that. So I've got my jump pack chaplain. I've got an on-foot Delegatus made by... Joe, I've got the Librarian on the way, and then Rauder unsorted plus Command Squad. I've got 20 Tactical Marines, 5 Heavy Marines. I'm just waiting on the marks. Like, obviously, I'm using in my list Day of Revelation. I'm using 15 Assault Marines, but I'm just waiting for these plastic Mark 6 Assault Marines to come out, which is a real pain in the arse, and already out.
They're so good.
Yeah. They'll be great. Yeah, by this Sunday, I'll have 3 Land Raiders. I'm doing a little bit of commission business to get one, and then obviously one comes, which we'll talk about in a minute. One comes to the new battle box. In the new battle box, I'll have 30 Marines, 10 of which are going to be heavies, 5 of which are going to be recons, and then 15 of which are going to be another chain blade tactical squad.
Yeah.
In a big 15-man block. Harry is printing me off the bits to make apothecaries for everyone, for all my squads, which is sick. I've got Sanguinary Guard to be something, whether they be Offanim or whether they be a command squad for my jump pack chaplain, whatever. You know, I've got them, but there was no weapons with them. Obviously, I got them secondhand. But there's no weapons in that pack, so I need to source some weapons. I've got 3 Preds, Vindi, Scorpius, a Sakaran, and a Cerberus. Three Landies. It's quite a lot. Go on.
When do you think you'll be ready to play a 3K game?
Well...
Aiming for Oriven, aiming for Tooth and Claw.
So what I would like to be able to do is bring 3K to Tooth and Claw, so that I can be a ringer if need be.
Of course, yeah.
But my plan, as you know, at Tooth and Claw, is that I can just play one game a day at Tooth and Claw.
So we can literally just play a game over the course of the day while everyone else plays.
Correct. So I think me and you have spoken about this off air. Maybe when we were at your house. But if we found, you know, if we had a ringer team who don't end up playing, or whoever that is, or there's a spare team, or however we manage to do it, if we just play one slow game all day, so that we can stop and deal with problems and lunches and all the rest of it, that would be fine with me. That'll be absolutely fine. It's what I do when I run events locally anyway, you know, just play one game throughout over the day. So ideally I'd like to be able to bring 3K to Tooth and Claw. But I am going to Heresy on the Hill now.
You are? When's that?
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Fucking hell.
Let me have a look. I think it's 2 weeks.
Two and a half, which is the weekend after Malmo.
Yeah, so this week
your event, Malmo, their event.
Yes, so we've got Stormsong, Malmo, Heresy on the Hill, the Beaconed Termisgade, however you pronounce that. It's a fucking sick name.
It's Silas the Pipe running it.
I don't know why you hate him. I don't know why where this has come from.
Oh, he's made it to number one, mate.
It's because I said... Oh, Silas said you weren't coming to Warhammer World, and you were like, what? What's he chatting about? And I was like, no, Silas has just got it wrong. Like, he just said he thought you'd bailed, but clearly you haven't. He's just misunderstood. Yeah, well, hey, he's on the hit list. Poor Silas.
That's it. Like, what the fuck? Number one. Yeah,
number one.
It's come to the top.
Yeah. Watch out.
So I've got...
Something, you're off. Yeah.
What's his fucking... The Heresy on the Hill.
Yeah.
in 2.5 weeks, the one day event.
Who are you teaming with?
Ollie Mew.
Oh Jesus Christ.
So you can imagine I've got to get my...
I'm jealous.
I've got to pull my bootstraps up, boys.
Yeah, you need to do something, that's for sure.
What I would like, this is a very inflated opinion of myself here. Right, I understand the hubris. This is what leads people down chaos, down the path that rocks, okay? But I would like for someone to stand next to Ollie's magnificent army, right?
Is he going to be running the army?
Fists. He's running fists.
Okay, cool. Right. He isn't running his Magna Carta or whatever it is.
No. So he's running the fists, and then Blood Angels next to him, my Blood Angels. All I want is for people not to say, oh, if only those Blood Angels weren't on the same table as those Imperial Fists, they'd look quite good. Do you know what I mean? Because I've said it about people's armies before. Do you know what I mean? Oh, that looks really good, but you can tell that army's good, but next to his mate's army, who's so much better, it looks trash.
Yeah, it's kind of what's inspired me for Warhammer World, to get these Ravens done, because it was like, if Ollie's there, I need to put my big boy pants on.
Yes.
And
paint.
Get him done for him, because I don't want to let him down. Because, excuse me, I hold him pretty high in the older levels.
He's done so much to help me with the Blood Angels, you know. And I mean, I really do, like, for all the chat on our group chat that I, you know, me and Ollie talk about my Blood Angels, there's three times that amount going on in private communication where I'm stressing about my Blood Angels, and I want to push them and want to make them as good as I can. So when we deploy for Heresy on the Hill, I would like people to walk past and be like, those two armies look good. Obviously, Ollie's is 10 times better. But I would like someone to be like, they both look good, rather than this one looks amazing, but unfortunately the Blood Angels on their own would look good, but next to Wally they look shit. I don't want that to happen. So that's 1,000 points of ZM and 2K frontline. And
oh, so that's actually quite achievable, yeah.
Oh, it's already achieved. Near enough, it's already achieved. I've got to do both the Incandiuses, Librarian, my 5 multi-melter guys, and I'm done. I've really gone whole hog in it, and my display cabinet that had all of my Necromunda stuff in it, all of my Necromunda stuff has now just been piled up, not on top of each other, but a little bit tighter on that, in that display cabinet, so that I can put the Blood Angels in there, and they look, I'm really proud of them. They're definitely my favourite army of mine that I've ever had.
Good. Already. It's good to hear. Yeah.
So, and you know, this has got to be a record for me. I don't think I had the White Scars this long. But this is definitely something where I'm like, I'm not even 1%. I don't even feel like I've started yet. Do you know what I mean? Like, so really happy. So yeah, lots done on that. Next to nothing done on the Chaos Knights, because it's all been on my Blood Angels. Loads of little plans, loads of characters I want to make up a bloody another on foot chaplain in Terminator armor to lead some Indomitus, but I don't think chaplains can take Indomitus, but fucking whatever.
Tartarus says Indom, perfect,
something like that. Giles, how far did you get into what you've been up to, or were you done?
So the main thing that's happened to me in the last couple of weeks is that we have we've got a puppy.
Ooh.
And he's beautiful and the best thing that's ever happened to me. However, is high maintenance, which in return has apped a significant amount of hobby time. That does not mean, however, that I've not done anything. I've painted 10 thralls with Laslox, so that I have Warhammer World compliant servitors with Laslox.
Good lad, well done.
I smashed them out. They just need a gloss and some oils, but I'm going to oil as much as I can in one go. Yeah, I've started painting some merms, so I've got some more merms, I should say, that are Warhammer World compliant. They're armor chipped and that's about as far as they've got. But, you know, that's fine. It means from now on, there's no big airbrushing sessions required. I can just chip away at them when I get 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, etc. Weekends are being fairly productive because we can't go out because the puppy's not vaccinated yet. Yeah.
Oh, snap, of course.
And he's far too fucking heavy to carry everywhere. So trips out of the house are limited. But that does mean that when he naps, I get to paint. Not typically for very long, but when it's just like stuff like base coats, you can so easily dip in and out of that, can't you? So
as he gets older as well, I imagine he will sleep for longer. So
he will sleep for longer, and in a few weeks we'll be able to take him out for a walk, so I'll actually be able to tire him out a bit, which I'm absolutely fucking buzzing for, because the boy is an absolute he's both the best behaved pup and the biggest cunt I've ever met at the same time. It's quite the combination. He'll go from pulling like the sweetest little faces while he's chewing his toy to then biting my foot so hard it punctures my sock and makes my foot bleed. I know. An example of his devilry, we met Frank's sister's new boyfriend for the first time the other day.
Oh,
how did that happen? Really well. Lovely bloke. Really nice. Approved of him. Much better than the last one. However, Luther decided that in between doing some very nice playing with this with the new man, he bit his foot so hard it bled through his white sock.
Oh.
And I spotted it because I sat on the floor because there wasn't enough room on the sofa for all of us to admire the dog at the same time. So I sat on the floor, so I had a lower angle of vision upon his foot, and I noticed that on the bottom of his toes was a significant amount of red. He was far too polite to say anything. But yeah, that kind of just gives you a little insight into what we're up against here. I think he's definitely part Nostraman. But he's not like the Whippets. Not as bad as the Whippets.
I think he's definitely jealous Caliban. He's definitely
Yeah, actually, that's probably that's a good point. That's a really
Whippets
good point.
Whippets are great.
Actually.
What are you talking about? Do you know what I mean? Sleep for 20 hours a day.
Mental.
Yeah, they
and
are.
Then go and
kill
a squirrel. Wow. Luther's been really well behaved. On the grand scheme of things. What else have I done? I think I've built a Karaknos since we last spoke.
Yeah, you have.
Have I started that?
I built
a Moirax as well. So they are both add some red hazard stripes, which was the last thing I put on the old Instagram. So if you'd like to have a look, red and black striped.
That's great.
I thought yellow and black would clash with the cream armor too much. So they've built stripes on most of the stripes. I've had some masking tape put on them, but I've not got around to doing the cream yet. I think I need a little tidy up with the brown and then cream. So I'd like to get before I go away to Malmo, I need to finish the thralls because I need them for Malmo.
I thought you had everything. Oh, no.
I thought I did, and then I rejigged my list slightly.
Got you.
So, because the rotor cannons on servitors are great, but they're just so expensive. So, and besides, 10 thralls will bloody fit in my sock in my cabin bag, so that's fine.
Bring that
along. I'll come to Warhammer World as well. And then I'd like to get the Merms done, or at least base coated, all the metallics and stuff, because that's the slow bit. Before I go away, and when I come back, I'll just have a Karaknos and a Moirax to paint, which will be, I think, probably I'm
two
hoping
very enjoyable things.
Straightforward, enjoyable, and hopefully quite straightforward because I've thought through the sub assemblies, so I should be able to do loads of it with the airbrush.
Perfect.
I
built a Land Raider today and completely didn't think about sub assemblies for painting. Masking bits off for black or anything, or whole parts. I just fucking put it all together because I was in a trance talking to.
I love that on the Land Raider, the bit that sits on top of the heavy B or twin link las. That's perfect for just leaving off.
I know, that's exactly the bit. When I glued it on, I was like, shouldn't have done that. That was perfect.
Shit on it.
Perfect to be just in black. Just didn't think about it. So are we at...
That's me. That's what I've been up to.
We've all been productive then. Fucking hell, boys.
It's pretty productive, boys. We've done quite a lot. So should we move on swiftly to some releases?
Should we do a little pause? split the file in half and then come back to this?
No, I think we're all right. Oh, hang on. I'll be all right. Let me just check the old
thing. Been recording thing. For about 40 minutes,
nah,
I think.
We're all right for the minute. We're okay.
All right. Let's, a fucking well,
let's do this bit and then we can come back fresh-faced for event talk once I've made another cup of tea. So, in terms of releases, we've probably had the most significant one since Siege of Chthonia, which is the next campaign book and the battle box go up for pre-order this Saturday, which is huge.
Amazing.
Yeah, crazy. What a week. A bloody week.
In that, in terms of your heresy intake, you have Mark III Marines that we found out today. We'd heard a rumor, but now we've had it, you know, it's substantiated that there are additional van braces in the kit to add on to Mark VI despoiler arms to make Mark III despoilers, or to the Mark VI heavy and special weapon arms to make Mark III heavy and special weapon arms.
And they just come in the Mark III tactical squad box.
Correct. So when you buy a Mark III box...
Absolute genius.
When you buy a Mark III box, it comes with these... because it is just literally 20 additional van braces, right? That's all it is. 20 tiny little things the size of chain bayonets, right? So you just get them. And you add them.
Imagine if they've got little slots on the bottom.
I don't know. Maybe they do.
And then they'd line up with the vents on the arms or something, wouldn't they? And that
they've got to be able to fit. I guess they fit on quite snug, right? Because they're tapered, because a forearm is tapered anyway, right? So
very true.
Which is awesome because the Mark III look really good, and the Mark III LAS cannon team that they showed off today, which are the plastic LAS cannons.
Yeah. Are they the plastic in the Dark Angel colours?
Yeah, they are the plastic LAS cannons over the shoulder ones, right? They're not a Forge World LAS cannon, are they?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Oh, I think they're plastic.
I was gonna have to have a look. But yeah, so the Dark Angels LAS cannons looked fantastic, and if that's how you can expect these Mark III to look, I think they're going to be very successful.
I think we're in business.
Yeah. So the plastic LAS cannons are over the shoulder. Oh, I might need some of them now.
Yeah, you do.
So so this box also comes with a land raider, which is what gives me my third land raider. It comes with a Derradeo in plastic for the first time, which is pretty exciting. Definitely looking forward to getting one of them and painting that up, even though I probably will never use it. It's just a nice tool to have in the old display cabinet.
Derradeos are definitely worth having, I think. Yeah. It might be. There's certain game, I think particular points levels as well, where they really excel.
Can you take them in ZM? You can't, right?
Yeah, no, I think their base is too big. Oh, can you?
No, yeah. They're just a heavy support slot and a shooty thing, which in ZM, not great. If you're using those weird reinforcement points.
Yeah. Well, I think... Yeah,
you can take them. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably take an Incandius rather than a Derradeo in ZM.
Yeah, 100%. So. Combat Incandius sounds... but it can't use its jump pack, so...
It's fine, because in the missions when you can't use the jump pack, you can you can use it to deploy... normally. So
yeah, no, if it's got ceilings, then you can't use a jump pack.
Yeah, but, correct. Oh yeah,
but it's got other things.
Oh yeah. that insinuates that I can't bully the opponents at this Heresy on the Hill event to just say there's no ceilings, same as I did at Giles's house.
Exactly. When you I was just playing, say, oh, look, there's a ceilings have somehow disappeared, because we wouldn't be able to see them if there weren't ceilings.
Put your finger on it. I can put my finger on the floor and the walls and the doors and the models. Show me where the ceiling is. You can't. So I'm fucking jumping.
Have you thought of a name for your team? Is it going to be like the Tea Boys or something?
It's got to be the Yorkshire Boys or something like that.
Cap and Tea or something like that.
So plastic Derradeo, that's going to be really cool. There's also a special weapon sprue in the battle box, which I think is melters, plasmas, and volkites, and whatever else in there.
All that jazz,
The box is available from third parties, and doing the maths, if you do boy math, Rob Medwell couldn't quite get his head around this, because, you know, he can only work things out like the T600. But if you get it from a third
party, T800 on it. Yeah.
If you cannot, if you work things out from a third party, then the amount you'll pay from Element or your local third party retailer is basically the cost of a Derradeo, the Land Raider, and a heavy and a special weapon sprue. So the 30 Marines are free. Obviously, if you buy all of those component parts from third parties as well, then yes, you end up paying a tenner for the Marines. But fucking either way, right? It's a good deal, and the box is limited. It is not an eternal.
And
run.
Tom, where would you suggest that they go to get their third party?
If you were going to buy a third party battle box for Heresy or any plastic Heresy parts that you may need, you can also buy transfer sheets and dice. I would go to Element Games. I would use our affiliate link, which you can find on our Instagram. If you click onto our Linktree account there, you can join our Discord if you're not already a member of it. And that Discord is constantly going off and constantly buzzing, constantly a good, good vibe in there. It's been really good at the moment for getting inspiration for models, and there's rules and stuff in there that I don't listen to, but it's also a good place to keep up to date with Tooth and Claw stuff. For our event where we're posting character progressions and people are posting army ideas and things like that, so that's very fun.
You can find the pack in the pinned post in that channel
as well. But also as part of that link tree, you will find our affiliate link to Element Games, where Element Games, you can go on, you can buy your brushes, your enamels, your oil paints, your new Cult of Paint airbrush, all of your airbrush paints. You can buy goddamn North Africa dusts that you have to buy again because you've lost your pot in the last 24 hours and you're definitely sure that one of your family have thrown it away, but it's fine. But you can also buy the new Heresy box set. If you do buy it through our affiliate link, there is a small kickback to us, which just helps us offset the cost of going to events and keeping in the hobby, which is truly appreciated, especially when everything is
eternally grateful.
Cozzy lives and all the rest of it. But the one thing I will say is this box is going to fucking sell, and you cannot try and log on at Element at 10 o'clock and expect to get one. You need to be on Element at 9:45 refreshing, because these boxes are going to fly off the shelves, I'd imagine. I might be wrong.
We don't know how many they've done, but no, definitely better safe than sorry.
Correct, yeah, because what you don't want to do is forget and then at 10:30 try and go on Games Workshop and they're all sold out. And then you try and go on Alchemist Workshop and Wayland Games and Element and they're all gone. And then you end up paying some fucking prick on Heresy Trading £75 for 20 Mark III or something ridiculous. It is worth bearing in mind that if you just want the Leviathan or you just want 20 Mark III, which are the only new things coming out, then they are available individually. So I think the Derradeo is £40 or £45, I think.
Yeah.
And I think the 20 Mark III will be the same price as the Mark VI. Obviously, the Landy is already out. Special Weapons is already out as well. So if you don't want all of it, you can do that. If you do want some of it, try and find a friend and buddy up, because it's a really good box. You can find an episode from Heresy Hammer where they have, they say they've done an episode on trying to get an army out of two of these boxes, but most of the armies involved a good deal of third party fucking printed parts.
Yeah, don't forget to bring your little side hustle cash with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, in fairness, without that, you would only have 80 Tac Marines. But ignore those details and go straight for the headlines.
Correct. So it's going to be that is something you can get from third party. But the other problem is the book, which is the first Exemplary Battles book. Correct. That's what it's called, right? Or is it called something else?
I can't remember. But it's got a sick picture of Fulgrim on the front of it.
It's the Demon Fulgrim book, which goes up for pre-order as well on Saturday. But this is direct only. Okay.
So you
can only get this book, from.
And that's quite clever that they've done that.
You can get the models for cheap if you want, but if you want to get the book and you only want to be on one site because you know you're going to sell out, then you're going to want to be on Games Workshop. Yeah, Exemplary Battles of the Age of Darkness is only available from Games Workshop. Third party retailers are not getting this book. They also didn't get Siege of Chthonia, it's worth saying. So you will want to get this. Obviously, if you don't want the actual physical book, like I don't, because I haven't there's just no way for me to put it, then you can obviously buy the not audiobook version. What's the ebook version?
Ebook.
I think you can buy ebook or PDF.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I think you can buy either or, and I think they will obviously be available soon as pretty quick. It's worth saying that in this book, obviously you have exemplary battles. We've been through this before, but from a bunch of our favourite exemplary battles, Armatura and things like that, there is an additional Salamander's unit in this book that we haven't seen before.
Of course there is. Yeah.
There is...
something which the Sallies truly deserve.
There is... yeah. There is the full rules for Demon Fulgrim. There are the rules for Corrupted Phoenix, Empress Children. And there
it's probably going to be a couple... couple of rights of war for them, I imagine.
Yeah, so I would imagine there's going to be an updated third legion, third company right of war, and I'd imagine there's going to be a right of war for Fabius Biles things. I don't.
Interesting, because I heard something different.
Oh, what did you hear? Go on. This isn't me hearing anything. This is me just guessing.
Oh, I heard that there's going to be a right of war for Palatine Blades.
Yeah, see that, but that makes sense, right? It's going to be the path to heaven. At which, to be fair, Will, if there's a Path to Heaven right of war in here that is traitor Palatine Blades, but they haven't gone down the surgical augments because they don't believe in it, and it's a right of war for the Empress Children in this book, and you don't do it.
I'm in. Like
you bring.
I think I've talked about that for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's what you wanted for ages.
Years.
Properly. So. I mean, I remember talking to you before we did the podcast about how you wanted a Palatine Blade army.
Yeah.
So who knows? That might all be in here. There is also the rules for the units that came in the additional in the original exemplary battles, but it does say in one of the blurbs somewhere that they have been tweaked. Revised unit profiles, I believe. And there's an entirely new exemplary battle, which we believe is what the Salamanders comes under. So hopefully that's something to make Salamanders players pretty excited. But if you're an Empress Children fan or you're Empress Children curious, this is gonna send you. It's gonna full send.
It's gonna tickle your pickle right up.
Because all you've got to do is load up Forge World, look at Phoenix Terminators, realize they're the best looking Terminators in the game, and you're in.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. So that is quite a lot of shit coming out this weekend for Heresy.
We should also mention that we've had Demon Rules. I mean, I've barely had a chance to look at them because I've been so busy, but great to have those.
So we've had Demon Rules come out yesterday, which we didn't expect. We did...
that was out of the blue on a random Tuesday.
Yeah.
Things you love to see.
They're out. I'm not enamoured with the rule set. We're not going to do a deep dive on it because, like we said before, there are channels who will do that better than us. I'm sure Heresy Hammer will go down that route. I don't imagine Lost Legions are going to do anything about it.
Lost Legions are closed down. So
is it all done now, is it?
It's not done, but they're just taking a break because Pete's having a kid and stuff. And
Pete's a busy boy. So...
And he likes Shermans now.
And he likes...
He
balls deep into World War II, So, yeah, we're not going to do it, but it just looks to me on the side of it, like Will said earlier on, it looks very abusable and there's no theme to them whatsoever. There's no special flavour. It's just like taking a Rite of War with no chapter tactics.
Yeah. I think as well, the fact that you can't take them as an allies, and if you take them, you can't take allies, is actually... I kind of like it. It kind of makes sense. But at the same time, I think a lot of people that would use that PDF would use it as an ally to their death card, to their word bearers.
That's exactly what it was put to me. I was on your camp, Will. I said, you know, I think it's good because it stops people abusing it, because we are noticing that our local meta, and it should just be said that it is our local meta, but our local meta is very much crutch players relying on two armagers at the moment.
They are hot on.
And they're everywhere, you know. And it will just be that the traitor players lean on this if they're good. You know, they'll lean on a fucking Slaaneshi greater demon that can charge, that can move 20 inches and charge 2d6 inches. All the rest of it. So I can see why they haven't, but at the same time, that does mean that they've limited the amount of people who will actually play it. So we'll see, you know, how it shakes out.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm more interested in Demon Fulgrim in a Legions list than I am in the Demons list. It's nice to see Samus and Kabanda and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'd like to be able to take Blood Angels and give a Kabanda player a bloody good hide in an event, but I'd rather play Demon Fulgrim and Emperor's Children. And I'd rather play Demon Angron and Demon Mortarion and you know, see them come along.
I completely agree. I'd rather play Legions than Demons.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So, Derudeo, Plasma or Missile Launcher, Areolus things on the top. Sons of Horus stuff.
Ah, oh, the upgrades. Alioli launch.
Alioli, they're pretty cool. Sons of Horus are getting their
The weapon that ignores cover that doesn't ignore cover. Yeah,
so. Yeah, that one.
Oh, sorry. It ignores line of sight, but not cover. Dumb as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it's played in 40k at the moment as well. Awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you have indirect fire, so if you park a manticore behind a building and you shoot someone else's manticore parked behind another building on the other side of the map, you can definitely shoot them. You can definitely shoot them, but if there's a tree in the way, they get cover.
That's just fucking weird.
It's weird.
It's quite funny.
But the other thing is that we saw today, because we had two Heresy Thursdays today, the first of which was a little deep dive. Well, we had one for Heresy, one for Epic.
Oh, sorry, yeah, cool.
So the Heresy one was the kit compatibility in the Age of Darkness, which is all about the Mark III. The more I see of the Mark III, the more I'm just convinced they're fucking amazing. The Dark Angels really sell it to be honest.
Interesting.
But, oh, no, hang on. So the sprues for the Mark III Space Marines contain 5 sets of armored van braces on each frame, which are designed to be fixed onto the arms in the 2 heavy weapon upgrade kits. Okay, cool, whatever. So that's good, but there was also the Epic one, which is fairly shit, but I think it just talked about the Spartans, but we did see a Spartan weapon. So on the Epic Spartan sprue, which is what they were showing today, the adaptation of Arkhan Land's powerful Lamb Raiders finally revealed an Epic scale, and they definitely have the quad rapier laser destroyer on the side.
I do look a bit stilly though, but I think that's just a scale thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they look great, but it's definitely there.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So, the quad-linked las cannon or laser destroyer rays that can sunder armor easily. So they're definitely. So whether there's going to be an upgraded Spartan to come out sometime later on with a different weapon option, I don't know. But you got to think if it's coming for Epic, it's coming for Heresy, right?
No one takes the laser destroyers anyway. No,
Pete did, right? Pete took them once and they were shit.
And then he realised they were ordnance.
Good rule.
Right, I've got an idea, guys. I'm going to take triple Spartan, all with laser destroyers. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Turns out, plays it for one event. Trash. In the bin. See you later.
Trash. Yeah.
They can't shoot anything.
I remember playing Pete.
Was that in this edition?
Yeah, and it was at Heresy. No, it was at Heresy Hammer. It was at Rob's event where I played him. And I played. I had my Iron Hands and Salamander. and Solar Orcs.
Colts.
And he moved all of his breaches up the board, and then realised there was an objective behind him, and he had to turn around and move back to it. And it was fucking funny because he couldn't shoot because he had to move. It was hilarious. So I think that's everything, boys, from the releases. Which is pretty exciting. There's quite a lot going on. Yeah. I would imagine that given the fact that there is an open day, I think it's this Saturday. You know, one of their...
Is it Warhammer Day?
One of them. It's something. And there is a stream, but there's no Heresy in it for the first time in a while.
Wankers.
Yeah, it's Warhammer Day, Saturday the 14th of October. But I think this is because Old World is getting a big old run out.
Oh, fuck Old World. I'm done with Old World.
Yeah,
I'm
inclined to agree. It looks like 40k are going to get the next couple of codexes shown. Age of Sigmar might even get 3/4 or whatever fucking shown. Kill Team looks to be a new box. The Kill Team box is rumoured to be Striking Scorpions. It's pretty cool. They've already shown a Bretonian model. The guy with the big banner.
Yeah. Oh, more panels. Perfect. Yes.
So it looks like it could be the like Forge World's spending some time on the old world here, and Heresy has had its splooge for the time being. I can't remember what roadmap said that winter would give us for the rest of this year. I can't remember, but we know we've got Command Squad. We know we've got Assault Squad to come this year before, and you know it's already middle of October. So in the next, what, 10 weeks, we've got Assault Squad and Command Squad to come. That's quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a huge amount of release. Because considering we can all only buy, build and paint so much at the best of times, but that's enough to buy the new things as they come out, and that'll keep you going until the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's enough. It's little enough for me that with Blood Angels that I can be like, oh, I'm basically, apart from Legion specific units from Forge World, I can just buy Plastic Heresy. I don't have to do any resin upgrade kits. But there's enough steady stream of stuff coming out that I can be like, okay, cool. When the Assault Marines come out, I can buy my 15 and job done. And then I can wait for
it's going to be more get that. 10, so you're going to have to buy 30.
Well,
do 2 times 15.
Why?
Just saying.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to come out in boxes of 10.
So I can't do 2 lots of 10?
No.
Oh.
No, got to be 15.
Oh, right. I appreciate you. Cool. All right, well, tell you what, let's take a break here, and we'll be back. And we're back, motherfuckers. Give us a fucking shooter. Right.
Give me that fucking shooter.
Dags.
You can't change fighters.
That should be what we say at the event when people are like, oh, I know we bought a loyalist ticket, but I've turned up with demons. I don't
you
care
can't
if
change
he's,
fighters.
Yeah, if he's Muhammad, Imad, Bruce Lee.
You can't change fighters.
Speaking of events, we've got quite a few to go through. So
oh, too we'll, many almost.
We'll go in descending order, because then we finish at my event this weekend, and I can spend 10-15 minutes chatting about that. So obviously we've got Tooth and Claw, which is our doubles event that we're running in conjunction with Greetings, or, you know, it's hosted by Greetings from the Warp, which is a narrative doubles event, which also on the soft side of things, in like the IRL side of things, doubles up as a fun Christmassy event, given the fact that it's like middle of December. So the game will have nothing to do with Christmas. It'll just be a doubles event for many funds. But outside of that, hopefully there will be a few Christmas related things to keep everyone happy and smiley.
If you dress up in a Christmas outfit, you will get some sort of preferential treatment. So probably fucking do it.
Yeah, no,
and
not
the louder the better.
You just might get. We might speak to you.
Yeah, I might not just dismiss everything you ask me. Yeah. So.
In the words of Sean Locke, like, I won't spit on you when we're having sex later on.
Exactly. So.
So that I'm. The closer we get to that, the more excited for that I am. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, I'm frothing already.
Yeah, really buzzing. I think it's going to be a really good event. Last one one of the year for me, obviously.
Yep, so,
given the fact that it's 2 weeks before Christmas.
Too.
I think for August, yeah. Although, I'll probably invite some people round for a Christmas workshop game.
Let me know if
that'll we're be included in that. Extended to you guys and Harry and Ollie first, and then we'll see from there. So
perfect. Well, because of the unique way that our public bank holiday system works, I am working the 22nd of December, which is a Friday, and then the 23rd is a Saturday, and then I'm off for like a week and a bit, and I'm not back until Wednesday the 3rd of January.
Wow.
So good. And I think to do all of that is like 2.5 days holiday for me. And I get like 10 days off. So fucking sick. Buzzing. So yeah, Tooth and Claw. Yeah, first weekend of December. I keep thinking it's the 15th, 16th, 17th. It's not. It's that first week. That's going to be really good. I'm really looking forward to that.
We've tested some of the missions and we've ironed them out.
Yeah. They're good as well. The missions are fun.
They're really good. Just don't play with me or Nathan and you'll have a great time. You'll be fine.
Less said. November the 19th, I'm running a 40K event. I know no one cares. I don't really. But I'm running a 40K event at my local club.
The 19th. Interesting.
Is it the 19th? I think so.
I think that's Age of Ruination that weekend, 18th and 19th.
What's Age of Ruination?
That is a attrition 3.5k frontline event.
Yeah, I'm not at that one. So, yeah, that's
I thought you were coming to that one.
Am I? No, I can't be because I'm running this. Neil, if I've got a ticket for that, sorry, boss, I ain't coming. I've been lumbered running this fucking shit that I don't want to run. They're all hassling me because they want all three missions. This is something we need to talk about. I know, like...
No, we're on a tight schedule. We don't have time to talk about your shit.
Yeah, all right, fuck you.
All right.
He's decided. Giles has decided because he's tired. So
I like it when Giles gets forceful, though. It fucking arouses me.
Fourth and fifth is the Warhammer World event.
Oh, mama. Oh, yeah.
So,
which we're all going to. Which is going to be...
Yeah,
well, Silas, you're in trouble. Yeah,
for no reason. So this is one where you guys are a team with Ollie and Harry.
Right.
Yes, boss.
Heresy Hammer are a team with James. I feel like.
No, with Dan.
Which Dan?
Oh wait, Heresy Hammer. Dan's not in Heresy Hammer.
No, Heresy Hammer. So Heresy Hammer are a team with James. Heresy on the Hill. Are a team with Dan.
Yeah. Oh, that's some hot teams. The Heresy on the Hill team is fucking so hot.
Yeah.
Same about Silas, but it's so hot.
Apart from Silas.
I'm torn because I'd love to play all of those boys, but at the same time, it would be amazing to play new people as well. Like,
yeah.
We're playing both teams. We're playing both teams.
As
it's as simple as that. We are.
We haven't really discussed rules. We've got to fucking smash Heresy Hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it'll be a tough one playing them as well. Fucking hell.
Nah, no fucking way. Nah. Piece of piss, mate.
Well, considering only one of them knows the rules.
So, and it's James.
It's James. Yeah. It's definitely not now. John, Rob, or Lee, is it?
or is it Paul playing?
Is it Paul, not Lee?
I think Cool Paul's playing, so...
Paul knows the score.
Yeah, Paul is the score. Paul. And if anything happens, he just fucking puts in a Brazilian jiu-jitsu Russian leg.
What we don't know is that we're running our mouths on an episode that's going to come out before Malmo, and Paul's going to have us locked up in a Danish basement.
Oh shit, he's got a Malmo, isn't he? Oh yeah, well, we better be careful. Let's just hope he doesn't listen to this episode.
And just leave us outside the Copenhagen hospital Malmo, or something.
Oh, Alex, mate, it's going. Ridiculous. The spread is off the fucking hook.
Alex is going.
Yeah, bun him off completely.
He's running.
Bun the android off.
Yeah. He's running a hot list, though. It's a hot list.
What? Just because they're Salamander's tongue. Yeah, Salamander's... That's not hot at all. It's fucking as lame as it gets.
No, because you equate the chance of winning with hotness. I'm like, that is a spicy.
No.
You're like,
I do not at all.
They're boring.
I'm just. Forge World and Games Workshop hate the Salamander's Legion more than any other legion in the fucking world. Any other chapter.
What do you think it is?
I have no idea why.
Say the word.
Tony.
Say the word.
Tony must have some vendetta about it when he made the bloody drill dough. And it was for the Tempest Galleries, I imagine. But he did such a poor job at selling it and doing the rules that he only ever sold four of them or something. I don't know. But fucking hell. They fucking hate him.
Ben Greaves has got one now, though, hasn't he? Anyway. So you'll probably fight him at Warhammer World anyway. So I'm going to come up to Warhammer World. I wasn't going to bring my army, but someone, I think it might have been John, did say, but imagine if you turn up there without an army and then the event team are like, we've had a dropout. Is anyone free to play? And there's me just there like, my time has come. And I just join three fucking mooks who know the game better than me. And just join them and drag their whole team averages down, their KD ratio down. So, I don't know. Before that is the Heresy on the Hill. Oh my God. What is this fucking schedule? So 28th of November is Heresy on the Hill at Burgess Hill. The narrative Horus Heresy doubles for a day. Three games, two frontline and one ZM. Not many tables. I think there's only six tables. So that's enough.
24 people. So that, yeah, that sounds right. Yeah,
it's more than it's going to be coming to my one because of all the dropouts. Bloody.
Yeah, and if you dropped out, you're fucking chud.
Nah, all of them had to drop out because transport is just the worst. I mean, yeah, they all use that excuse. Oh, it could just be they hate me, but it's probably because of transport, right? Before that is Malmo. Special weekend, that one is.
I'm so excited for it. It was when Harry pointed out this afternoon, in a week's time, we're going to be in each other's arms in Denmark.
Oh,
that's what made me think, holy fucking shit, that's exciting.
Make sure you go, because you've got like 2 or 3 days in Copenhagen, haven't you?
Yeah.
Before Malmo, make sure you go to Freetown Christiania, because it is amazing. So...
Is that the unregulated area that you suggested was frequenting?
Yeah, that's the hippie area. So it's a naval base that was like squatted in like the 60s or the 70s. And they've subsequently got independence from Copenhagen and Denmark, I think it is.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a town within a city that's not governed by the country, but is governed by the country, but it's not. It's fucking sick. It's really cool. It's got a great vibe.
Sounds like
really
a great place to kind of have a little wander around.
Yeah, exactly that. There's no running, I think Seb was saying. One of the like rules are you aren't allowed to run in it, which is just cool and weird. But yeah, it's great. Check it out. So I'd love to come with you, but I'll be driving, so I probably won't be able to.
We'll make it happen. But you can be in two places at once. You'll build the destroyer.
Perfect. It's on. Do you know what I mean? Just summon me. Say my name 3 times in the mirror.
Say Webway Ferris 3 times and then throw a Danish krona into the sea or something, or into a river, and you'll just appear out of the water.
James was talking about
the group chats for jealousy, I feel like, this weekend. It's going to be miserable.
James was talking about doing, after he's done City Fights, he was talking about doing a War in the Webway event. And I was like, Webway Ferris, Brutal Four Fists, it's on. Like, oh,
Brutal it's gonna Four happen, Fists, I'm telling you. Just inventing shit in your head. His fists are better than the hammer. Fucking grow up.
Perfect.
Right, so that's Malmo. That's going to be insane. And the highlight of the year, I'm sure. The weekend before that, which is this weekend, is Stormsong, which is my event that I'm running down in Eastbourne. It is day 2 of a weekender, but my venue stopped doing weekend events, so I had to run them 1 year apart. So first part was, we did an episode on it, or you two did an episode on it way back when.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the episode of terrible audio.
Yeah, one of the early ones.
One of.
Yeah. So, one of the many ones. So that is the conclusion to Stormsong. As a call to arms event, which I'm really looking forward to playing out. One of the things I wanted to do now, if you'll indulge me, I know Giles is keen to go to bed, is just to give the players who are coming to that event, all listen to this podcast, obviously, but not all of them went to day one. So I would like to just give the setting and the what happened in day one, rather, you know, go through it now on the podcast. We'll go through it briefly on the morning, obviously, but just to give the listeners an idea of what's going on as well. Everyone happy for me to do that?
Please do. Send it to the internet.
The reason I told you to get a move on earlier.
Yeah, boy.
I knew we'd want to spend some time chatting about this, and it would be better value than some 40k bollocks on guest back. So please.
Couldn't be more right.
Please take the floor.
So the Stormsong narrative is that midway through the heresy, there was a cluster of planets, the Bahamut cluster, which were previously taken by the War Master and were one of these planets that envoys were sent back and said, you know, like, oh, we assume that you're still going to be loyal to Horus now that the heresy has happened, blah, blah, blah. And a fleet was sent there to establish loyalty of the system. It's a bit of a nothing system, but it's one of those systems that's just men and bullets, you know, so it's worth it.
Yeah.
Speed bump on the way to terror type system. But that fleet never responded back. So both in a long and convoluted way, both the loyalists and the traitors went to investigate what had happened at this system to see where this fleet had come from and if there was any sign of it, if maybe that system had rebelled against everyone, and maybe there was nothing left, or maybe it was something that had come, maybe, you know, the loyalists thought, well, if the traitors haven't taken it because it looks like there isn't a traitor element there, maybe they've staunchly held out for the Imperium, the traitors maybe thinking that they need to go down there and fucking put the screws on. So the two fleets arrive, and what they find is that the system is under an almost Cygnus Prime type storm, of a warp storm. But the system itself doesn't know that there was a fleet. You know, that they don't know they're under siege. They don't know they're in a warp storm. They just know that they can't get communications in and out. But there's no real next level shit going on. So inevitably, day one was the classic loyalist versus traitor fighting over the worlds and destroying them in the process, as is always these ways. And if you remember, I had that little map with the 3D printed and Adeptus Titanicus terrain, where we sort of made out where the facilities were on the planet, and there was the presidential bunker where the planetary governor, formerly installed by Horus, was sort of holding out, and whether he felt like he needed to escape out the back door and all the rest of it, which was pretty good. But essentially what happened was, over the first two games, you established some communications networks with some beacons to try and read through the storm, and some etheric beacons to try and find out what the fuck was going on. At the end of day one, the storm reached its crescendo, where every communication device, much like in Saturnine, where, you know, you can hear the voice of Samus everywhere through every Vox speaker, and that sort of thing. You know, the whisper heads type creepy Samus vibes. But this time it was a pretender to the fifth Chaos Crown, Bellacor. So this was, I think, what I set this event pre the End and the Death coming out, because obviously Bellacor is actually mentioned in the End and the Death.
Is Bellacor the End and the Death?
No. In fantasy he is.
Oh, interesting.
And in like Age of Sigmar, he's like the pretender to the throne, you know, the fifth Chaos God, or the one seeking ascendance to the fifth Chaos God. But no, that, you know, Horus is, you know, the End and the Death is a weird Samus Horus thing going on. It's a bit weird, actually. Maybe I don't even understand it. I don't think it's Bellacor, but Bellacor is named as, you know, when Horus is like reading all the demon names out of all the demon legions and heroes that he can see, and he can see Korbax and Kairos Fate Weaver and Bellacor being at Siege of Terror. Read that, when I set this event, this was definitely a machination of just Bellacor. So Bellacor has control of a warp storm which has captured the initial traitor fleet that first went to scope out the Bahamut cluster. So the loyalists and the traitors that arrived on day one are now not only under siege from each other, they're now under siege from Bellacor and his demons and his fully corrupted legions Astartes. So that traitor fleet have been fully swayed under the influence of Bellacor.
Okay, and, cool.
He is now seeking to swell his ranks, you know, by taking ships, tanks, men, commanders, psykers, and swaying them all under the control of Bellacor to make him a powerful being, which is all, you know, if you've read any Gotrek and Felix books and Age of Sigmar lore, or even some 40k lore, you know, that's kind of what Bellacor is. He's trying to make himself out to be a powerful fifth player in the game of Chaos. So on day two, which is this Sunday, players will have to combat demonic incursions and decide whether to stay, fight, or flee.
So
hopefully that'll be pretty interesting.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, most of my events, I know you've both have, I think you've been to a bunch of them. Obviously the first one, the Vicarious system, I think only Ollie came to. Ollie and Cy Davis came to that one. But that was just Red Book missions. There wasn't really much fluff apart from what was in my head. But the other ones, Cathedrals of Adrastus and so on, have all been very demonic themed, because I like the idea that even the traitors can't really control this power and are pretty helpless in the sway of it. So so there'll be two missions, 3k each. My hook for my events that I run down in Eastbourne is it's a really casual day, right? I'm really not drawing a tight, stringent list between traitors and loyalists, you know, because there's no Primarchs and there's no special character, so you can play who you fucking want. I don't care, as long as one of you is the loyalist and one of you is the traitor. I really couldn't care less. That falls into the narrative here of, you know, if a traitor plays a traitor, it can be one of the traitors is Bellicor's chosen. If it's a loyalist via loyalist, one of the loyalists has already fallen to Bellicor. So that's the narrative sort of hook to be a bit of a free-for-all. That means that boyfriends can challenge whoever they want. You know, Ollie is playing both sides this weekend. He's playing World Eaters and he's playing Imperial Fists, one game each. So it also it doubles up for me, being that Lloyd was going to be my ringer and he was going to use an army. We were going to borrow an army. But Lloyd has had to cancel, unfortunately. So I didn't. So I'll be the ringer.
What a pipe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and he'll listen to this as well, so he knows he's a pipe.
Good.
But life is busy.
Could have played with the Worldies again, mate. Had a chance there, Lloyd.
Correct. Failed, didn't you? Correct. You fucked that right up. Yeah. So I'll be playing whichever army your Ollie isn't if I have to play. So if Ollie's playing Imperial Fists, I'll play World Eaters. And then the second game, when Ollie plays World Eaters, I'll play Imperial Fists.
If I'm
not needed, then I'll sit there and paint Blood Angels.
I'm probably not going to play the second game. But
No, absolutely fine.
Rob and I might play the second game. We might skip lunch and play a bit early or something, but we're not sure.
So. Absolutely fine. I mean, lunch, same as last time, we're just going to go to that pub.
I need to leave by...
That was nice there.
I need to leave by probably about 4, so maybe 5.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping we won't be much longer than that, to be honest.
Yeah. All right, cool.
There's only two awards to do, Best Painted and Best Sports. Best Opponent, both of which the prize is a transfer sheet of your choice. Just let me know which one, and I'll get the transfer sheet sent to you. Which I think is a pretty good prize, something I'd want.
It's pretty good.
It's handy as well.
Because
you get through so many of them. You do 40 Tap Marines, you need 2 sheets. So if you can have one of those as a little prize, that's a lovely little morsel.
Yeah, it's helpful, I suppose. Rather than not that the other prizes aren't helpful, they are, right? But it's just something that's a bit different. We were going to get club dice as well, but we couldn't get the order in time. Two games, Casual Heresy. There will be narrative before, and in the middle, and then at the end. At the end of this, depending on what happens, same as Cathedrals of Drastus, it'll either blow the planet up or it will save it. And then it will lead us into the next series of events, which I want to run next year, which I've spoken to you guys about already. Which hopefully we are going to get a new venue, which is a bit out of the way, but it is a really nice venue to run. The Merchant Princelings as a podcast, running weekend events in this new venue, hopefully running 2 next year, which will be a continuation of this sort of theme. And hopefully the narratives that I've run can sort of interweave into that. So that'll be pretty fun. It's basically just Casual Heresy. So the ones we've run, you know, previously when they were really busy, when we had sort of 20 or 30 people come in, people seem to really enjoy. They were always in the sun. Everyone got really smashed on day one, went out clubbing in the evening and all the rest of it. I think that's very early. That was 5 years ago, because Laura came to that one in the evening.
That was one of the best events, certainly one of the best events nights I've ever had. It was fucking great.
Yeah, that was when Chris Close was really rude to Laura's sister.
Harry fought a tree and lost.
Yeah, Harry.
He tried to fight a wheelie bin. Lost. Fell over a wall, landed in someone's front garden, and I've still got the picture of him upside down being pulled out of someone's front garden by Callum, and it's one of my favourite pictures ever.
Jason wasn't allowed in the club wearing shorts, but Rob was.
Well, that isn't that the didn't someone spill a drink over Lee and Lee just had to look at him and they bought the drink again.
Brought everyone in the club a drink.
That's also the event where I've got,
about to kill him.
I've got a really creepy photo of Jack where he's smashed and I'm smashed in Wetherspoons, and I'm standing at the urinal having a wee, but I've got my phone out and I'm texting, and then I look round, and over the little partitions that are quite high in that Wetherspoons, they're up to like Jack's nose, and you can just see Jack's eyes peeping me over the partitions, staring me out, and I just pull my phone up and open the camera up and just take a photo of his cheeky little face. I might put that on the Discord tomorrow.
Have a look at little Tom.
Yeah, so that was a good event, and I would like to with the hype, the build up, and the sort of the grandeur around getting some of my events back up. Now we can get out of this shitty venue and stop having to split the events up and stuff. And we'll run it together as a podcast, and we'll do some prizes and stuff properly. I'd like to get it to be a good event that we can open up and get people to and have it and do that night out, because that's one thing that now that everyone's 5 years older, the nights out become, you know, they've gone from being let's go and get smashed and go clubbing and get a kebab at 2 o'clock in the morning to be let's go to a quiet pub where we can hear ourselves talk. So,
and just break down all the data.
Break down all the games, yeah, and make fun of Woodley constantly.
Yeah, of course,
his wolf pack or whatever.
Selling us all down the river because apparently we don't make enough money or something.
You're all scrubs. You don't. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he's doing well. Fair play to him.
Upgrade your wolf pack. Oh, love it.
I was like, because he's so in it, I was like, Woodley, I'm very happy for you, man. You've definitely found something that's on your. This is on your aspirational level, and I'm really proud of you. But I just really want to rip the shit out of you for it. You know.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be going to have dinner with him tomorrow night, because he's like, I need to ask you, I think you've got expertise that you could bring to the table, and I'm like, I ain't got fucking none, mate, for you.
What he wants is to ask you if you want to, like Dragon's Den, do you want to invest 75 grand?
Do you want to invest?
Do you want to invest? Yeah, no.
That's,
do you
know, a what? No from me.
I'm alright. Yeah, I'm alright, actually.
Chudley, I'm out.
In your Wendy house. Yeah. No, he
I've got 17 Wendy houses. They're all Fisher Price. Like, I'm going to be renting them out to all the homeless in town.
What'll be upsetting is in a year's time, Jesus when Christ. Woodley's driving around in a Bugatti Veyron or some shit, because he's made his all billions. The yeah. And then I'm like, where?
None of us signed up to
it. Chudley, do you remember that 100 quid I invested into your multi-million pound thing? Can I have 100 back? Something like that.
Please, so, I've been on the street for so long, I've forgotten how to use a pen.
So that's my event this weekend. I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, unfortunately, we've had so many dropouts. Basically, half, I think, due to train strikes, work, people forgetting. So is what it is. It will still be good because it's still a good, you know, great core of people. We've got, you know, Rob's coming down, Colin's coming down, Neil and Reese are coming down.
Colin's coming down.
Yeah, I think Colin's coming down. Yeah, boy.
Shit, we could turn our little grudge into like a 3-game systematic campaign where our final game's in Malmo.
Well,
and winner takes all.
I mean, if you want to play him game one, I don't think he's challenged up because he's only just been added to the group. But if I end up having to play, I'm fucking pulling rank and playing him because I haven't played him in fucking years. Carl Hellacar and Danny are coming down. So Carl's an old school Eastbourne hobbyist. He used to live in Eastbourne, but he's good mates with Jack Eldridge. Yeah. They're good mates, and he's very active on the Discord. He's very active on Instagram, and he's
a good egg.
Yeah,
his DA tournaments he did recently look really nice.
He's really coming. It's taken him a long time to sort of get Heresy, like get his shit together with him, because he ran Word Bearers for a long time. I think he's still running Word Bearers, but never really sort of got them off the ground. You know, was just happy to sort of just play Jack once every blue moon in their front room or whatever. And it took a long time for him to commit to like really get an army together and then come to events. So super glad that he's coming down. Danny is also coming down. Danny's an artist who I think has done stuff for Games Workshop before, for like their animations and stuff, I think.
Oh wow,
yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. Bowl accounts, I don't think I've met him before. So I'm super looking forward to him coming down. I think Jack's coming down. I haven't seen Jack in fucking years.
If he bails on Saturday,
it's game over. I'm never speaking to you again.
Yeah, that's it. You're out. You're cut from the wolf pack.
But I am.
Sorry.
Oh god. From the fucking you're cut from the Mournival.
From the fucking kitten pack or whatever it is.
But no, I'm looking. So yeah, I am looking forward to seeing everyone. Neil and Reese coming down.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
Some of the Gibbo's coming. Ollie's coming. Yeah,
Gibbo, Ollie. I think me and Gibbo are gonna get a calf in the morning. Which is going to be sick.
Ben's coming, which will be powerful.
Yeah, Ben's coming. It's a shame that Tom and Silas can't come, but both of them are busy being on holiday. Yeah. Obviously, I think
it's
if Silas,
Silas
come up,
coming,
yeah, I think you just kick the shit out of him for for no reason, for absolutely nothing, for no crimes committed whatsoever. Just kick the shit out of him
or not chatting shit about me. Yeah,
yeah, which he wasn't, you know, at all in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, it's just how you've decided to take it. So that's good.
Yeah. Although he has got pretty big legs. I feel like if he connected with a powerful roundhouse, he'd probably drop me like a sack of potatoes.
If he quad stomps you, it's game over.
Yeah, it's done. But upper half, weak hands.
Tiny little T-Rex arms, mate.
Exactly. So, yeah.
I mean, he'd fold me in half, so I'd stop chatting shit.
The last time I saw Silas, he was driving away from Tunbridge Wells Station, and I saw this little car approaching, and I thought it was for myself. I just glanced in the window at who was driving. I thought, oh, that dude's pretty big. He's got a hat on. And I said, hold on a minute. Double check. I was like, that's fucking Silas. I was walking to the gym. Well, this was probably a month or so ago now, but I immediately dropped him a message. I was like, are you driving a red Bull through Tunbridge Wells? It was him.
Fuck yeah.
Wild spotting of another boyfriend.
Oh, that's always hot. I love that.
It is
a shame he's not coming. When we drove home from attrition doubles, when I was partnered up with Gibbo, it was properly funny because he was absolutely fuming that he'd lost some of the games. And he was like, Tom's playing Just Ava and he's absolutely loving it, but you know, we've got to get more out of Horace, more out of Abaddon or whatever. And he just, you know, he was so focused on how he's going to get more out of those games. It was a really enjoyable conversation. Not like whack, or not like, you know, and I'm definitely not making fun of him, but there was he's definitely got a game plan in his head. There was a strategy there he wanted to unlock. It was quite intense, but it was a very good conversation to have. Yeah, he's one of the best. Yeah, shame Tom's not coming. He's obviously sniffing little schoolgirl pants in Japan. It's a shame. But
and there's our explicit filter for this podcast episode.
That's Spotify label. Put on that one. So if you're a podcast listener and you can get to Eastbourne on Sunday and you've got 3k of painted Warhammer and you want to come and play games, let me know, because there's a chance you can just pick up one of these fucking tickets from people who can't come, which is absolutely not a problem. But apart from that, boys, I think we've run out of steam.
Yeah,
I think we've come to a natural conclusion, haven't we?
A natty.
It's time to get some of that deep sleep in. Minimum 5 hours.
I'm going to go and build some sponsors.
You're an animal, Tom.
I'm going to bed because this dog will be up in...
Jesus Christ.
Maybe. Yeah.
What time is it waking up? He waking up even, sorry? Apologise.
Somewhere between 6 and 7. That's we've had one 7 o'clock and that was dreamy. Oh. But it's typically significantly earlier than that. He's asleep now.
Have you had to shout at him like it's Napoleon Dynamite yet?
God. Have you called him a lard?
I haven't called him a lard, but I will be tomorrow morning when he bites my foot.
Yeah. But if he draws blood through the fucking sports sock, then it's time for the shouting to come out.
Yeah. I'll have to tell him that I can grow pigskin a quarter mile back in 82 and that he needs to put some respect on my physique.
Just throw this ball between those mountains. Like.
Love it. Perfect. Right, boys. Everyone's tired. I'm going to go and build some sponsons. You guys need to go to bed. But the last thing we should say is, because of the fact that Malmo is a big event and the guys are going on holiday, there won't be a normal Merchant Princelings podcast for another couple of weeks, I wouldn't have thought.
Yes.
At least three.
It's 2 weeks. So
can't record next week.
Giles and I are both away. Week after, I'm away. So yeah, You'll get it in November.
Get it? Yeah. Yeah. Well, by that point,
get it before. If you're going to the Warhammer World Doubles, you'll have something to listen to on the drive up as a team.
Correct. So, yeah, that is correct. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us. As always, you're appreciated. Don't forget our Element affiliate link. Join the podcast. Check out Heresy Hammer. Yeah,
join.
Blah, blah, blah.
That. Join the Discord. Follow the Instagram, etc., etc.
Mm,
do it. Perfect. Do it now.
Good night, boys.
See ya.